Good morning. Friday morning.
We're with our Alan Shar Talk this morning, and
let's start with the G7 meeting. President Trump is heading there, and as the headlines are suggesting, after alienating most of his U.S. allies with tariffs.
Well, look, this is so juvenile, and this guy's tweet storms are just so pathetic. You've got all of these European leaders ready to do all kinds of business, six of them, and leaving the United States on the outside. Trump is claiming that he's doing this in behalf of the American people, but he is ruining our historic and incredibly important relationships with the European powers and with our closest allies. And he thinks that the short-run gain he might get in a tariff discussion is worth the kind of chaos that he is injecting into the relationship with our best friends in history. Look, we had a president who was saying to the Canadian prime minister, you burned down the White House. First of all, it was not true. It was the English. But secondly, how long ago was that? These are people who fought behind us and with us in every war. And he still is doing this as if the art of the deal is going forward to the point where no history matters. He goes there. Apparently, the White House told him, you know, you can't appear to be chicken since you started the whole fight. He goes. He's not talking to anybody. Macron is tweeting. He's tweeting, and it doesn't look good for this country. And there are many people in this country who are siding with the Europeans, not with the President of the United States. And then on another front, Rudy Giuliani goes to Israel and starts spouting off about how Melania Trump doesn't believe anything about the Stormy Daniels affair. And the White House, in an unprecedented utterance from the First Lady's staff, puts out a statement. The First Lady has never talked to Rudy Giuliani about anything. So what we have is a guy who is going around the world pretending that he is now the chief spokesman for the president, when in fact Mike Pompeo comes out and he says, well, Rudy doesn't speak for us. It is a very decrepit way of doing administration, that's for sure.
Interesting editorial in the New York Times today. You have spoken on this issue. The cult of Trump. The Republican Party goes all in for President Trump. We'll see how that works out.
Well, the problem is these people, particularly in the United States Senate, but also in the House of Representatives, we have a situation where people feel that if they don't support the president, the Republicans, that A, they'll lose the Senate and lose their own elections, and they don't want that. They would rather be a senator than to do what's right. We do see the houses coming together, both Democrats and Republicans, to come up with some kind of immigration reform so that the DACA kids and others are taken care of. Because they're doing polling, believe me, and people don't like it. They don't like the idea of children being separated punitively from their parents. They don't like the fact that people who have been in this country for years, who don't even know their home country, are being threatened with being deported. They don't like it, and guess what? They don't want to lose their seats in the House. And so what they're doing is finally coming up with something that may be sensible. I have a feeling that since the president has to sign that something, it's going to be very doubtful that it can be done. I suspect what they're saying is, hey, at least we tried, but that won't be good enough.
After heavy lobbying by the chemical industry, Alan, the Environmental Protection Agency has decided that it will not look at air, water, or ground contaminants when determining the health and safety risks of potentially toxic chemicals.
This is so disgusting and so discouraging that one can hardly believe that it's happening. You know, the Environmental Protection Agency, protection. And we can't warn people, and we can't do scientific experiments that say whether our water and our air is being corrupted. This is so bad that it defies our imagination. What in hell is going on here?
Well, the question might be asked of Preet Bharara, the former U.S. attorney in Manhattan, who was fired by President Trump, has registered as a Democratic voter in New York for the first time in more than a decade. Of course, speculation he might run for attorney general. On a recent podcast, Alan, he said, I think politics is not really for me, but it's an important job. It's an important time. So we'll see.
Well, I am such a huge fan of Preet Bharara. I'm convinced that if he runs, he's going to win, because people want somebody who will not be beholden to the regular politicians who are putting them there. An attorney general is somebody who may have to send any one of those people to jail. So if you get a Preet Bharara, I think the people know you're going to get a fearless fighter. I don't know whether he'll do it or not. It sounds to me like he may not want to do it. But boy, he'd win in a New York minute.
Our political observer Alan Chartok joining us. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Yeah, it's Friday. It's good.